The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:34 now on this Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. It's time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Steve and Ted, good morning. Great to be with you.
Good to be here with you as well. I don't know what you want to talk about today. I was trying to find an agenda for your meeting tomorrow, but I didn't find one anywhere. Did somebody not put it on the web page, or what happened there?
No, we didn't have any staff error for that one. We actually don't have a meeting tomorrow. We don't have a meeting for the next 2 weeks, actually, and it's for a couple of different reasons. The first is we just finished up 2 weeks of budget hearings. We do things a little different at Sedgwick County Government. We have 46 departments. We're a large organization, 3,000 employees, and the Board of County Commission, all five commissioners, are really active in the budget processing. That's really the most important thing that we do. So for 2 weeks in May every year, all 46 department heads come and do a presentation before the county commission so that we can just analyze where their needs are, what kind of a state of the union is, and if they have any specific budget requests. And that's what we've been doing for the last 2 weeks. It's quite a process, and we always take off that meeting right after that. And then the last Wednesday of the month, we typically take off as well. So we've got a lot of work done the last couple of weeks, and we feel pretty good about where we're heading into the budget season. But there are some challenges, and it's going to be a significant time as we try to shape this 2026 budget.
You seeing any wiggle room in there, any places where you can maybe cut some spending down, anything like that?
You know, we've been one of the things that I like to make sure that people understand about Sedgwick County government is, you know, we are incredibly lean. If you look at things about mill levy, property tax mill levy, you know, we're only responsible. I hope your listeners are really listening on this one. We're only responsible for about 20% of the overall property tax bill. We get a lot of questions about property taxes because the bill comes from the Sedgwick County treasurer, and it's the Sedgwick County appraiser that does valuations, and it's the Sedgwick County clerk's office that sends notices, but Sedgwick County government is only about 20% of the property tax bill. And we have the lowest mill levy in 27 years. You know, we have last 2 years, my first 2 years, we've lowered mill levy and really tried to provide some sort of property tax relief. That'll be a theme for year three, my third year, is we will reduce mill levy and try to provide some sort of relief. But there are some significant pressures. And, you know, I'm taking away some of the takeaways that I have from our budget hearings. You know, there's pressures on public safety. If you think about what we've got to do at 911 and EMS, you know, the call volume coming into 911 over the last 3 years is significantly surged. They get 1,100 calls a day now on average. EMS, when I first got on the county commission, they were averaging about 150 calls throughout Sedgwick County a day, and now they're averaging about 200 calls a day. So with increased workload, we've got to scale their departments, and that takes money. The other department that's significantly under a lot of pressure is the sheriff's office. You know, when I first got on the county commission, they were down 120 deputies in the entire department. He's now full staff. And that's been a big lift to get him back to full staff with compensation and some structural changes. And the sheriff has done a wonderful job, and we've tried to support him every step of the way. But when Jeff Easter first became the sheriff, his medical budget was about $1.8 million a year. His medical budget now is $10 million a year. We have a sicker population in the jail, not just physically, but also, you know, about 2/3 of his population either has a mental health disorder or a substance use addiction. And the cost of trying to maintain the medical in his jail, and that all falls down to local property tax dollars. So we've got some pressures, but, you know, we also are really, really adamant on trying to provide some property tax relief. So we'll be hard at work at trying to accomplish both of those things over the next few months.
Why are we getting so many more 911 calls?
Well, we have an aging population. We have a sicker population, and I think data supports both of those things. We're more mobile. I'll give you one example that I think most people don't understand. You know, fire, Wichita Fire, Sedgwick County Fire, about 70% of their calls are actually medical calls, not just fire calls. And what do we know about a lot of medical calls is the bulk of them come from an aging population or car accidents. What do we also know about vehicles today and people that are driving on the roads? We have a more distracted drivers than we've ever had because of technology and because of phones. So there are more accidents. And, you know, so these are just all things that are that impact the outcomes in public safety. And we've got to be able to scale public safety to meet the need. The other thing that we're trying to do with EMS and 911 is, you know, if we just take the same old approach and the same status quo approach and just keep just dumping dollars into it without reforming the model, I don't think that we're becoming efficient. So some of the things we're doing at 911 is, you know, we've embedded two ComCare social workers at 911 to try to stem off mental health calls. We've actually separated call takers from dispatchers, which has been more FT, more full-time employees coming in, but we think it's a better product. We've got specific dispatchers now being trained where they're only doing fire calls or only doing police calls and things of that sort. So while we're trying to scale up, we're also modernizing the model so that we can have not just better efficiency, but better outcomes for the taxpayers. And so what I enjoy about running the local organization of Sedgwick County Government is it is complex, it is diverse, but there's also a lot of opportunities to continue to modernize and pivot these models for better outputs.
The other thing that you have added in the past, and I think you probably want to today, is that the Sedgwick County government is basically, what, about 80% mandated by the state of Kansas on what you can do?
Yeah, the bulk of what we do is state mandated. So 16 of our 46 departments we actually manage on behalf of the state. So if you think about the county clerk and the treasurer, the election commissioner and the appraiser, these are all state functions that we fund their budget. The district attorney and the sheriff, you know, we don't, those are elected individuals. You know, we don't run their departments, but we fund their budgets. And again, there are property tax pressures in the marketplace right now. I think about those living on fixed income, those that are nearing retirement age, those that run small businesses. There's significant property tax pressures. So it's okay. Two things can be true at once. We have pressures on public safety in this community, while at the same time we have pressures on property taxes. That's a tough balance, and that's why what we do is really important, and that's why we take it so seriously.
And you mentioned something there about the inmate population. None of us want to see people who are dangerous running around on the streets, but once you pick them up, you got to take them someplace, and you got to take care of them, right?
Yeah. 100% of the people that come through the Sedgwick County Jail are going to go off to a different destination. They're either coming back to the community or they're going off to a more permanent stay at a state or a federal penitentiary. Mm-hmm. So, but we're mandated to make sure that what we're doing in the jail is working. And one of the things why I really appreciate about Jeff Easter, our sheriff, is that he's trying to be preventative, not just reactive. It's one thing just to call this thing a hotel and hold them until they move on to the next stop. But he's actually trying to do things in mental health and substance use and housing and things to where he's trying to set them up to where the level of recidivism to where we're not going to see him again in 2 months, 3 months. So what I've learned in 2.5 years of being at the county commission is all of these things are so closely linked together. You can't just pull one lever and change an output. When you think about housing and poverty and substance use and mental health, you think about crime, all of these things are linked together. And that's why we have to have a really collaborative and approach, because these complex issues, they don't go away. And we've got to keep working to improve the health of our community. And I'm determined to do that. I know my colleagues are as well.
All right. That's we appreciate it. And we will, I guess, check with you next.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next week.
I'll be with you next week, guys.
Thanks. Have a good Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You too.
All right. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Seminoff this morning. Tanganyika Wildlife Park is expanding. He's going to tell us about that. And that's on the way with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.